You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A multiple months-long highway improvement project is set to get underway in Ashland County this week. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, the pavement improvement project will be conducted on Highway 13 from the town of Gingles to U.S. Highway 2 in Ashland. Construction work is scheduled to run through mid-November, and Highway 13 will remain open to traffic with some shifting traffic lanes and lane closures. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers approved nearly $10 million in funding for the improvement project. Burnett County officials are exploring alternative options following Judge Melissa Mogan's decision to abolish the treatment court. According to a press release from the county, Judge Mogan had requested a new full-time remote position for the court and decided to abolish it when the county did not approve the position. County Board of Supervisors Chairman Donald Taylor says the decision not to approve the position was made on the basis that treatment court-related activities have never exceeded 1,000 hours over a 12-month period. The Barron County Executive Committee has designated the week of April 21st to 25th as Work Zone Safety Awareness Week in conjunction with National Work Zone Safety Awareness Week. The designation is meant to remind commuters to drive safely as the road construction season gets underway. The Wisconsin County Highway Association also asked every county to raise awareness for highway workers after three consecutive years of over 2,000 work zone crashes in the state. This year's theme is Protect the Zone So We All Get Home. Thousands of residents across Wisconsin and the country took to the streets on Saturday as part of the hands-off nationwide protest against the Trump administration. The protests were organized in response to efforts by the administration and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency to slash spending on federal programs that people rely on, like Medicaid and Social Security. In addition to the largest of the protests in Madison, a number of cities in the Northwest region, including Eau Claire and Superior, also saw significant crowds. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation will soon begin accepting applications for its Certified in Wisconsin program. According to agency officials, the program is meant to highlight sites across the state that are shovel-ready for industrial development in the hopes that the added attention will attract potential developers. Applications can be submitted beginning on May 2nd. Applications should include detailed information on the sites, the potential for corporate investment, and recommendations for the community. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking input from the community on deer management policies for the 2025 season. The public input will help DNR officials determine what changes should be made for this year's hunting season, including adjustments to harvest quotas and management zones. Individual county deer advisory councils will also provide recommendations based on their deer herd metrics and knowledge of local factors that could affect harvest quotas. Public input can be submitted online until April 13th. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany says he plans to reintroduce his bill to make the Apostle Islands a national park soon. The bill was originally proposed last summer but was never seriously considered amid pushback from the Bayfield community. The original bill also featured very little detail on important issues like road improvement projects, housing needs, or the potential effects that increased tourism could have on the area. If eventually signed into law, the Apostle Islands would become the first national park in the state of Wisconsin. A Rice Lake man is facing felony drug charges following a traffic stop in March. According to court documents, 39-year-old Jonathan B. Hansen was arrested on March 26th after a K-9 unit alerted officers to the potential presence of narcotics in his vehicle. He was charged with possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine and THC on March 31st and now faces up to 12.5 years in prison. The responding officers allegedly recovered over 110 grams of THC, 3 grams of methamphetamine, and a digital scale. Amid high turnover and vacancy rates, health experts are warning that Wisconsin needs more healthcare workers as the current workforce ages. According to the Wisconsin Hospital Association's annual workforce report, as the healthcare workforce continues to see shortages, the state's overall population is also aging, leading to growing demand for healthcare services as well. The report urges the industry to make it easier for people to enter the workforce, improve employee retention practices, and introduce more technology to help current staff work more efficiently. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the state has joined another lawsuit against the Trump administration. The latest lawsuit was filed by 19 states against President Donald Trump's executive order that would require voters to prove their citizenship when registering to vote in federal races. It also bans clerks from counting absentee ballots received after Election Day. The coalition argues that the executive order usurps constitutional power awarded to the states and would decrease overall voter participation. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew with an 8-2 win over the Reds. Starter Chad Patrick getting his first major league win. I asked him about getting through 5 1/3 innings.
Just felt like I could just command everything a little bit better. I don't know, body felt great. I could breathe a little easier, and it was awesome being out there.
Bullpen help from Jared Koenig, Abner Uribe, Grant Anderson with Eric Haas at catcher, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it was really good. The whole pitching staff gave us what we needed. Credit Haas. Did another great job behind the dish, navigating through. And Koenig came in a big time, and Uribe was good. And Anderson, that's the first time I've seen him, really, other than New York, and he did the job.
NBA, the Bucks with a 111-107 win on the road over the Pelicans. Giannis taking the night off. Head coach Doc Rivers.
It's a win on a back-to-back night. When you didn't know who was going to play tired or not, and everyone played well. It was good for us.
At Doc Rivers with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tangled was a huge hit for Disney in 2010. Probably no surprise that there was a live-action film in the works, but it has been put on pause. Reports that recent controversy surrounding Disney's Snow White, which was released a couple weeks ago, are making the studio skittish about Tangled, according to Variety. My guess is there are problems we don't know about because Mufasa the Lion King made $750 million globally. Sometimes there is more drama behind the scenes than on screen. Well, there are three more days of great film screenings at the Wisconsin Film Festival this week in Madison. Most of the screenings are at Flicks Brewhouse in Easttown Mall, so go to wisconsinfilmfest.org and check it out. If you couldn't make it to Madison for this amazing festival, don't sweat it, because Milwaukee's Film Festival is right around the corner. Let's all celebrate the movies, people. Val Kilmer passed away last Tuesday, and colleagues and movie fans alike have been eulogizing him and discussing his incredible body of work. Last week at CinemaCon in Las Vegas, Tom Cruise discussed his friend and co-star from Top Gun. Cruise asked the crowd for a moment of silence, then said to the crowd, "Thank you, Val. Wish you well on your next journey." Cruise also told the crowd he admired Kilmer's work on screen, the way he lived his life off-screen, and said he was honored when Kilmer joined the cast of Top Gun. Speaking of Kilmer, his co-star in MacGruber, Will Forte, says Kilmer asked him to be on The Amazing Race in 2010. Kilmer was having a dispute with his landlord and moved in with Forte, who turned him on to reality TV. The two loved the show, The Amazing Race, so much they considered doing it until their agents put the kibosh on it. Forte says not doing the show with his friend is one of the biggest regrets of his career. Minecraft is only getting so-so response from critics, but that's not stopping it from setting box office records. The film opened Friday with encouraging signs at the gate, but the record set involved pre-sales. The film pre-sold more tickets than any other video game-based movie in history. The video game movie stars Jason Momoa and Jack Black and edged out Five Nights at Freddy's by about $200,000 in pre-sales, according to Deadline. Fans of detective shows, myself included, have a new episodic to look forward to. Max is developing NYPD Confidential. The show is based on an article that ran in Vanity Fair called NYPD Confidential, Inside America's Most Unconventional Counter-Terror Squad, written by Adam Sarowski. He knows the genre well, as he was a consulting producer on Showtime's The Agency and Netflix's The Recruit, which was based on his own experiences being recruited by the CIA right out of law school. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Breezy and colder today behind last night's cold front, increasing sunshine with highs only near 30. For tonight, clear skies, cold, a low near 10. A bit warmer on Tuesday with sunny skies, highs in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.